KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs level off around 93. Today, under clear skies, east winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 68 tonight. High temperatures reach up to 101 tomorrow. Lots of sunshine Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 103. 104 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 81 degrees.
This is Dan Kuhn of Cortland's Depot Market, urging you to drop what you're doing, load up the kids and grandkids, and head to the Depot Market. The blackberries are ready to pick, and every kid ought to have the experience of picking blackberries. The Depot Market, not your average garden variety train station, US 36 at Cortland, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30. No berry picking on Mondays only. Check out our website, depotmarket.net.
Crumbaker Oil and Feed in Beloit, formerly Schamburg Oil, is the place to stop for all your top quality fuel products, new tires, tire repair, and quality customer service. But don't forget, Crumbaker Oil also has convenience items including ice, sodas, snacks, and more. And they also have dog and cat food. And at Crumbaker Feed, they carry Hubbard feed products, stock tanks, and much more. They're your one-stop shop at Crumbaker Oil and Feed, located on West Highway 24 in Beloit.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A story coming from Tim Carpenter, the Kansas Reflector, as Republican Senator Michael Fagg made a compelling case for scheduling joint House and Senate hearings on options for developing medical marijuana legislation in advance of convening the 2025 Kansas legislature. Legislative Coordinating Council, comprised of Republican and Democratic leadership in both chambers, granted Tuesday the Senate Utilities Committee chairman's request for 2 days of interim meetings to hash out opportunities for Kansas to join the 14 states that legalized medical consumption of marijuana. Two dozen other states, including Missouri and Colorado, allow recreational consumption of pot. Although the legislature has worked to address medical marijuana, further study is needed, Fagg said. He said a conversation about medical marijuana was warranted after an announcement in May by the U.S. Department of Justice that it proposed to move cannabis with THC content over 0.3% from designation as a Schedule I drug, viewed as having no medical benefit, to the less restrictive Schedule III. The result could ease some restrictions on cannabis-related research, promote cannabinoid drug development, and alter the legal framework for cannabis growers and distributors. The change would be the most significant shift in federal drug policy in decades, but it didn't mean commerce permitted under state law for medical or recreational marijuana would be matched under federal law. Fagg said the special committee would also study the impact of the reclassification. In part, the committee would also consider how other states handle medical marijuana access for military veterans and patients suffering end-of-life medical challenges. Another element of the hearings could be the structure of CBD enforcement in Kansas. You can read much more about this story at sunflowerstateradio.com.
You have one job opening to pass along today. Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne, now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits including new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. If you complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers, or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Jewell County Fair is continuing today. Open class and scouts exhibit judging going on, a 4-H exhibit judging as well. Animal checking, including veterinary health inspections, will be going on from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight at the fairgrounds there in Mankato. The Jewell County Fair activities will continue Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with the bulk of the activities of the Jewell County Fair. Blue Jeans and Country Dreams. Again, they'll be at the fairgrounds, 807 North High in Mankato.
Also, candidates are running for office in Mitchell County. Make plans to attend the Mitchell County Republican Women's Group hosting the meet and greet at the Mitchell County Fair. All candidates on the August 6, 2024 ballot are encouraged to come out and participate in getting to know your constituents in Mitchell County. A bipartisan event. The meet and greet will be on Thursday, July 25th, Friday, July 26th from 4:30 to 8 both days. Women's Group will have some home-baked items for sale. For further information, you can contact Eva at 259-5490 or Dina at 342-6633. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Flip to left center. Hampson's in the gap, and he makes the catch. The Royals take game one of the doubleheader, and they've won their 50th game of the season.
In the air to center field, Isbell is there, and the Royals sweep the doubleheader.
And we'll have more on the Royals sweep of the Cardinals coming up in just moments, and also a look at Wimbledon and Team USA men's basketball playing an exhibition game on Wednesday night. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Well, as heard moments ago, the Royals picked up a midweek doubleheader sweep of the Cardinals on Wednesday in St. Louis. After being rained out Tuesday night, they took the afternoon game 6-4 and then won the nightcap in the split doubleheader 8-5. After trailing 3-0 in game one, they got three runs in the top of the fifth to tie the game. Salvador Perez gave them a 4-3 lead in the sixth on a solo homer. Manager Matt Quatrero on the offense being spread out in the win in game one.
Like most teams, when the middle of the order is producing, that's a good sign for us. But when, you know, Hampson's driving in two and, you know, Freddie's getting on, those kinds of things are going to make us a lot better.
Alec Marsh got the win on the mound in game one, giving up three runs on three hits with eight strikeouts, moving to 7-6. In game two, a 1-1 tie after three when the Royals put up two in the fourth and never trailed again. Up 3-2 going into the fifth, they got another two-run inning, but the Cardinals answered to get back within 5-4 after the bottom of the fifth. Perez had another solo homer in the sixth to put the Royals up 6-4. Vinny Pascantino drove in Kyle Isbell in the seventh for a 7-4 lead. And after a run by the Cardinals in the bottom of the seventh, Isbell finished things off with a solo homer in the ninth for the 8-5 victory. Quatrero commented on another solid offensive performance.
There were a lot of good things. You know, the base running was good. You know, Vance sending the runner there, and even more so with Frazier just continuing to run all the way to third. I mean, that sets up another run. You know, Vinny coming through again when we against the lefty. We had a lot of really good at-bats. When they were matching up with us, we had some really good at-bats.
With the doubleheader sweep, the Royals are down 51-43, while the Cardinals fell to 48-44. Casey has an off day today. They travel to Boston for a three-game series of the Red Sox starting on Friday. In tennis, the semifinals of Wimbledon are set today on the women's side. 7-seed Jasmine Paolini faces unseeded Donna Vekic in the first match this morning, while number 4 Elena Rybakina takes on 31st-seed Barbara Krejcikova. The men's semis will take place tomorrow at the All England Club. 3rd-seed Carlos Alcaraz faces number 5 Daniil Medvedev, and number 2 Novak Djokovic meets 25th-seed Lorenzo Musetti. Full scores and notes are at Wimbledon.com. Finally, in sports, Team USA had its first game in preparation of the Summer Olympics, and despite a slow start, they picked up an 86-72 win over Team Canada at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas Wednesday night. A record-setting crowd of 20,756 watched the win for the Americans. Anthony Edwards led the way with 13 points in the victory. Team USA will now travel to Abu Dhabi for exhibition games with Australia and Serbia as part of their pre-Olympics World Tour. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.